Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning, Mr. Potts.
Good morning.
Thank God for the telephone, eh? Where would we be without it?
It's not a wonderful line, but let's see how far we go.
Okay, well, stand by the window. Have you been tested for coronavirus yet?
No, fortunately not, but it's something that's certainly been unnerving investors over the course of the past few trading sessions. We saw it playing out once again yesterday, starting to certainly infringe upon Western markets specifically. Exits slumped and bonds rallied yesterday. Investors' concern over that deadly coronavirus intensified. I think death toll up to close to 100 now. Authorities' actions appear to be doing little to stop the spread of the virus. Chinese markets, remember, are closed. They're not due to resume trading until the 3rd of February. That's after an extended Lunar New Year holiday as they try to contain movements within China. But assets tracking the country's largest stocks have been weakening quite substantially, down around about 4% or so yesterday. Western markets, well, Dow Jones was weaker yesterday. S&P 500 did the most in almost 4 months, down 1.6%. Led by technology companies, have exposure to China, but also performed very well over the course of the past year, along with stocks that have exposure directly with China. European markets also weaker. Stock 600 is down 2.3%. All sectors are in the red, led by the miners. Certainly seeing a flight to safety. The yield on 10-year US bonds dropped to the lowest level since October. Gains for the Swiss franc, Japanese yen, and for gold. Although we are looking for a calmer start on the European bourses this morning. Flat start on the FTSE 100. DAX over in Frankfurt down 27 points. CAC off 12 points.
Yes, I mean, it's difficult to know how it's going to stop being spread, seeing as the incubation period appears to be anything from 2 days to 2 weeks, and the fact that some people might be carrying it and showing no symptoms as well.
Yeah, I think that's right. Contagion appears to be a major issue, obviously, with this one, certainly when you compare it to SARS. I don't know if you should be continuing to do that, but inevitably, markets have been comparing it to that 2003 outbreak. Mortality is lower, though, so it's, I guess you take a balance somewhere between those concepts and try to understand the potential damage it can do to the Chinese economy. There's no doubt an economy that's going to be struggling, the lack of movement across the board, the extended Lunar New Year holiday, a lockdown of 40, 50 million people is significant. Lots of people being told to stay at home. Remember, the Chinese economy has increasingly become a domestic consumption economy, but alongside that, industrial activity will be grinding to a halt, and that will certainly influence its growth prospects.
Well, every cloud has a silver lining, as they say. It's had a very negative effect on the oil price, and the prices were starting to get a bit sort of expensive at the pumps in France the last couple of weeks, so that should help to bring them down a bit.
Yeah, you expect oil price to lowest level in 3 months yesterday as the virus does certainly cripple the world's second largest economy and impacted demand for energy. Reports current companies in Shanghai have been asked not to start work again until at least February the 9th. Brent traded down a further 2.5% yesterday. In fact, got below $60 a barrel last few weeks, and under $70 a barrel. Investors worrying about reducing demand. They have been able to take, I think, some comfort from comments from Saudi Arabia saying that they're monitoring the situation very carefully. Signs that OPEC, which, remember, increased and extended production cuts at the end of last year, may well reduce output further in an effort to try and maintain price stability.
And we're sounding like a bit of a robot this morning, so very quickly, Walmart bringing robots in.
Yeah, Walmart announcing they allowed self-scanning robots to see 650 more US stores by the end of the summer, bringing its fleet to more than 1,000. The 6-foot-tall Bosa Nova devices are equipped with 15 cameras. They roam the aisles and send alerts to employees items are out of stock. New robots will join the ranks of Walmart's increasingly automated workforce, includes devices to scrub the floors, unload trucks, and gather online grocery orders. All part of Walmart's push to reduce costs, improve performance, and gain credibility as a technology innovator.
All right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.30 this morning. Euro dollar 1.10, and at 1 euro 18 cents. For your British pound.
Okay, thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow.